Nope. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Bacardi. How may I help you?
Yes. What are you? I'm calling you because I see a charge on my credit card and I don't recognize it.
Well, I'm actually a third-party service. I do deal with multiple companies, but if you can give me your first and last name, I can get you further information.
Okay. By the way, the charge is listed as Swift Enhance. And my name is Jerome Robbins.
Two B's or one?
Two B's. Actually, I think there were two charges made to Swift Enhance. One was declined because they texted me and I said it was not, that it was fraudulent. Now that I think about it, I'm looking at my notes.
No charges went through, actually.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, there's one for $7.92. The other one was $69.97. So I'm glad I caught that. $7.92 was on March 10th.
I'm sorry. Could you verify your shipping address so I can access that information?
Shipping. Yeah, my home address is 1824 West Moyamensing Avenue.
Okay.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right. It doesn't look like you have our Vibe watch. You paid $7.92 shipping and handling back on the 8th of March.
Okay, that may have been legitimate. That may have been the shipping on something that I had. Okay, that answers my question then.
And
very
then
good.
That was for a 14-day trial. And if you didn't cancel, they did try to charge you their retail price, which is the $69.97.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I immediately canceled. Now that I'm thinking about it, there was a transaction, and when I saw that they would charge the difference, before I left their website, I tried canceling it, but apparently it didn't cancel.
Yes, and you didn't receive the product?
Right.
You're saying you didn't?
I did not, right. Okay, well...
And there's no one in your household who could have got this order?
I'll check. It would have been my wife, but I don't think so.
Is the tracking number we have is stating it was delivered on the 12th of March.
On the 12th? That was when the charge was made, or?
That's when the package was delivered.
On the 12th of March. Okay, I will ask her. I don't think so. But there's nothing now, everything else is canceled, or there won't be any other charges as far as you can tell?
It will try to charge you for that watch if not returned, which is why I asked had you received it, because it does state that you have.
Oh, okay. Well, then what do I do to keep it from being recharged?
The only way to do that would be to return it.
Oh, okay. Well, if neither of us have it, that'll be difficult. Can I get in touch with the people to let them know I don't have it? And I'm not so worried about the shipping charge, obviously, but I don't want to get charged, whatever the full amount is.
Unfortunately, the only thing they have is a customer service number that I'm allowed to give out. A customer service email. As well as they're just going to go by what the tracking number says for the product, which says delivered. As far as I know, there's no other method.
Do you have the whatever you said, the email or whatever, the customer service email then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, they issued a new card, so they're not going to be able to recharge it. But I'd still like to clear it up. I don't like to leave it hanging. So if you let me have whatever it is you can give me about them, I'll try the email route.
It's CS.
I'm sorry, it's what?
C as in cancel.
Yes.
S as in Sam.
Uh-huh.
Hype Watch, H-Y-P-E.
H-Y-P
I'm sorry.
Peter?
I'm sorry. It's Shop Vibe Watch, V-I-B as in boy.
Yes.
E. Watch.com.
Vwatch.com. Okay.
So, shopvibewatch.com.
Shop, S-H-O-P?
Mm-hmm. Shop. Vibe, V as in Victor, I, B as in boy, E, watch.com.
Okay. Shop, V-B-E, watch.com. Okay.
No, V-I-B-E.
Oh,
V-I.
V-I
as in India.
Okay, V-I-B-E, gotcha. Okay. Okay, I will take it from there, I guess. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.